The old saying goes that the Lord helps those who help themselves, but I'm not a big believer in a God. However, I do believe that if you help yourself, you will have a better life. So, in the end, it's all the same. What's up, guys? Jacqueline here. I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about getting out of that damn pity party, putting on your big boy or girl panties, and living your best damn life, despite the obstacles, despite the barriers, just fucking doing it. And I'm gonna tell you how. And this is a little bit of tough love, so brace yourselves. Just to set the stage a little bit, I've lived a pretty predictable life. I grew up, I went to college, I went to grad school, I got an awesome career, and the only thing people didn't expect me to do was start a couple businesses of my own and be super fucking successful. Not that people didn't think I would be successful, but it was more of the, yep, you'll go into the workforce, retire when you're 65, and kind of live the normal life, right? People didn't expect the extra incomes, the financial success and freedom, and for me to travel the world. Heck, I didn't even expect that. So, as it's happening and people are seeing it, they start playing the comparison game. And I want to touch on that a little bit today because I have a lot of people who come to me and say, I want what you have. You're happy. You fight back against your mental health despite how it tries to kick your ass day in and day out. You show up every day. You're so positive. I want that. I want that in my life. And I ask them, what are you doing? You know, I wake up and work out every day and I take good care of myself and I go to therapy. And they're like, yeah, I meant to make a therapy appointment. I just haven't yet. And oh, I have an old back injury, so I can't work out, and blah, 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 blah. It's the fucking excuses. There is one thing that is different from me and you. There's one thing, and that's I'm fucking doing it. And I don't say that to brag, but you guys have been listening to this podcast long enough. You've been following my journey long enough to know that I am so fucking real, and I am no different than you, and you know me, right? Because we're BFFs, so obviously you know me really well. So you also know that the only difference between us is that I'm fucking doing it, that I don't make those excuses. That's literally it. You guys might think I'm joking, but I get people sliding into my DMs daily about, I wish I had your motivation. I wish I had your energy. I wish I had your fight. I so admire you. I'm so inspired by you. And you guys, I have to be honest, these messages make me equal parts of angry and super grateful and loved. But it makes me angry because I don't know if people think I have like some secret sauce that I'm withholding and that like this is just easy for me because I have this secret and that helps me get through it or what, but for obvious reasons, it also makes me super loved. And I love hearing the positivity and the feedback. But when you say things like that, I want to fucking shake you. Like literally grab you by the shoulders and shake you until you understand that there is no secret. I'm not over here whipping up this special batch of motivation and inspiration and ability to show up day after day, even when it's hard. I don't have that. I don't eat something that makes me feel that way. I don't drink something that makes me feel that way. I just decide one day at a time, day after day, that this is important to me. My happiness is important to me above all other things in this life. Let me say that again. My happiness is the most important thing in my life. Why the fuck would I want to walk around on this earth miserable, unhappy, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, when I could feel joyful, excited, energetic, and happy? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to decide which of those lives I would rather live. So I decide every day, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to fight back, I'm going to be stronger than I was the day before in all aspects of my life, my mental health, my nutrition habits, my workouts, whatever it is, my relationships, they're going to be better today than they were yesterday. I make that choice every day. And the only difference between us is that I choose that. I'm a normal person. I am just like you. But I went for it. I saw what my life could look like, and I just fucking went for it. So let me ask you this. Are you going for it even when it gets hard? Because I'm not talking about those miracle mornings where you hop right out of bed, you're excited to do your workout, you kick ass, you're like fucking Jillian Michaels up in there, feeling like a rock star. You get ready, you go to work, you have a perfect day, you get home, your family's excited to see you, you guys have a game night, everybody's laughing, you go to bed, you sleep like a fucking baby. Because, let's be real, that probably happens about once a year. Where your day is perfect, nothing goes wrong, you are on top of the world. But guess what? Not every day is going to be like that. And the days when it's hard to get out of bed, the days when you don't want to go to work, the days when if your kid asks you one more time, "Why, Mom?" you're going to lose your shit. Those days when you keep it together and you fight back, that is when the change happens. It's not about having the perfect days and living the perfect life. It's about making the best of what you do have and trying to make the best better. You guys, my days, for the most part, are amazing. I have a full-time career that I love. I'm working on another ebook that I cannot wait to share with you guys. I get to host this amazing podcast. I have an extra side gig of coaching that is amazing. I have a community of women around me who are so badass, who are so inspiring, and I get to just hang out with them online every single day. And I have all of these amazing things, but it didn't happen by chance. It happened by me showing up and saying, you know what? My life's pretty good. I have some shit, like we all do, but my life's pretty good. But you know what? I think it could be better. And I fucking went for it. I decided, why do I have to be the person who works until they're 65, retires, doesn't get to travel? Why do I have to live paycheck to paycheck? You know what? Fuck that. That's not what I want. And so I went for it. And that's the difference between us. You guys see me on social media. I'm normal. I'm no different than you. We go work our 9-to-5s, but in the evenings, I work on me, whether that's at therapy or creating workbooks for you guys or hosting this podcast or connecting with my team. That I do all of those things for me because it brings excitement and passion to my life because I want more. So you need to figure out what you want, what you need. Maybe you need to schedule that therapy appointment that you've been dreading. Maybe you need to talk to your partner about your relationship because something's weighing you down and you've been too afraid to say it. Maybe you need to ask for that raise at work that you so deserve but haven't gotten yet. And maybe you need to set better boundaries with your friends because you're going through something right now and you can't take care of their stuff too. whatever it might be, this is me giving you permission to just fucking go for it. I talk to countless women every single day who can't see their own potential, who can't see outside the little box that they've built for themselves. They've barricaded themselves in. They think this is how it has to be. This is my only option. And I'm living proof that that's not true. That your only limits in life are set by you. You are the only one getting in your own way. I hope that you will be able to take a look at your life and say, is this really what I pictured for myself? Man, I hope you'll let that little girl inside of you dream and dream big. Because if she could see you now, and this is something I'm doing in therapy a lot, is going back and talking to my younger self and telling her what she needed to hear in those moments. And when I get to go back and talk to the younger me and I'm processing through stuff, I always tell her, don't worry. We make it. Like we made it. Because honestly, I'm sitting here at 26 years old and I know that this is just the beginning, but I feel like I've fucking made it. And it's taken me a long time to get to this place. This didn't happen overnight. This has been 3 years of constant self-development and working on myself and diving into the core of my issues. I'm never going to tell you that it's going to be easy, but I will always remind you that it's fucking worth it, that you are worth it. But I need you to see that potential. So what's holding you back? Where do you need to fight a little harder? And what are you going to do about it? Because you're showing up. You're following my journey. You're listening to my podcast. Maybe you're even diving into my workbooks. But something is still missing. And it's probably because you haven't decided that you want more. So take a long look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what do I want for my life? And are the things I'm doing today helping me get closer to that point? I love you guys so fucking much, and I value our time that we get to spend together, bonding as BFFs. I'm working on a project that I hope you guys are going to love. No, scratch that. I know you are going to love it. So more to come on that soon. But in the meantime, push yourself a little bit. Let go of some of those excuses and just do the damn thing. I believe in you. It's time to start believing in yourself. I can't wait to catch you guys in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.